Men, what joy within the courts of God, and what a joy to be amongst His people this morning, to look upon your faces this way, and to bring greetings to you in the love of Christ once again from the very little brotherhood in Via Serrano. The brothers and sisters there do send their greetings to each one of you this morning. As we testify, our lives have often been refreshed and blessed and strengthened by your prayers and love and sacrifice. Your example of faithfully serving the Lord. And we're thankful for that this morning. Thank you for your prayers. We had a good trip. Appreciate your prayers as we continue to share here. My ears are struggling and it's difficult for me to hear myself. We're thankful to be here and to share together this morning in the precious Word of God. I appreciate the hymns that have been sung and the thoughts that have already been shared. Our hearts rise up in worship and awe before our great God. And as we begin here this morning, as we continue in worship, I'd just like to ask each one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, to meditate here for a moment on all that God in His power and faithfulness does and is every day. Every day. And that is a profound thought for me that grips my heart. In such a transient world, such a changing world, the faithfulness of God every day, every day. Praise His name. We can think of the countless little functions, the countless details, the creatures that He has made that daily are, that daily do, that which He has created them to do so faithfully. The bees that go forth, and the flowers that open, the sun that rises, and all these marvels of the faithfulness of our God. And we just want to testify of His faithfulness again this morning. With these things in our heart, with those thoughts in our heart, and in our minds, could we turn to Luke chapter 16 for an opening text? Luke chapter 16, and we have here a parable of the Master our Lord Jesus, that I enjoy. We're going to take time to read from verses 1 to 12. It says here in Luke chapter 16, Jesus said also unto His disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship. I cannot beg, I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, how much owest thou unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then he said to another, and how much owest thou? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when you fail, that you may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Verse 10, as far as we go, we are not going to dig into this parable this morning. This is not a Christian stewardship teaching this morning. There's a phrase here in verse 10 in the Spanish that would exactly be your answer if I would ask many of you how much Spanish you speak. This morning, most of us, you would respond, muy poco. Muy poco. And you know, that's the phrase that we want to zoom in on this morning. That which is least. We could say, that which is little. That which is poco. And that's the phrase that's ringing in my heart this morning. Perhaps we could give the title of little things. Little things. The importance of little things. At a time like this, we hardly know what to share. Our hearts are moved, and so we end up turning back often to what God is doing in our own hearts. And there's this word here, is a word that God has been refreshing in my own heart recently, the importance of little things. How many of us have used that phrase? It is a little thing. I can do so little. I'm so limited. Perhaps as we look at the needs in Bolivia, the needs in South America, perhaps it can look like a mountain and we can say we're just Bern Christian Fellowship. What can we do before such a great need? And here the word that the Master gives to us this morning that is ringing in my heart is he that is faithful in the muy poco, and that which is least will be also faithful in much. Maybe you're a young man here this morning and you're pulling that arm on that drill press day after day. Maybe you're wiping chairs there at Menden. I don't know what the responsibilities and tasks you have. Maybe you're an older brother there behind the computer. And it seems that we can do so little. Muy poco. And our Master invites us. He calls us to be faithful in that which is least. And that was just least. You know, we face the same thing in Bolivia. Another printer to fix. Another door to hang. The Lord calls us to faithfulness in that which is least. To my heart this morning, just overflows with thanksgiving, and I just want to bear testimony and thank you as a congregation. There's been much faithfulness, much faithful investing in many ways. There's been prayer and oversight and investment, sending of sons and daughters. Some of you sent your parents. It is, my heart this morning is to encourage that your labor of love is not in vain. There's a principle here that we see in the scriptures, a principle of faithfulness. That is so important. Our Lord, the husbandman, our Heavenly Father, He's rich. He's doing a great work. He's powerful. He's doing something staggering and great in the world. And He uses His body. He desires to use His people in the world in a marvelous way. But may you and I, and this is the challenge for me, realize each day how tiny we are and how we are called to be faithful in muy poco, in that which is little. He desires to use His people. Not by setting us up on a pedestal. But calling us to by faith, be faithful. And He blesses that. And He uses that in a magnificent way. He multiplies the little. And that's what's a marvel to me, how God takes that which is least, that which is little, and He multiplies that. In a way that is beautiful and staggering to the world and to principalities and powers. I don't know if I can express my heart there this morning. I sat beside a young man on the plane. And I asked him, who's a young man who grew up in a southern denomination. And he says to me, I turned my back on God because of what I saw in the people that professed his name. But he said, something happened to me one day when I looked at a butterfly. And I saw the beauty of detail in that butterfly. And I said, there must be a God. There must be a God. And I don't know if you can picture what I picture there, but I just see a beautiful picture of the body of Christ. The beautiful picture of God's design. Those each dot of color, something so small, something so, pequeño. When we can't tell where one dot starts and where one dot stops and where the other starts, where one color ends and where the other color begins. But God has made something so beautiful there that is staggering and marvelous. How is it in my life? It's the challenge for me. A beautiful picture of little things, little faithfulness. Forming something so beautiful and so staggering. What do my daily decisions show forth? My daily choices? My daily life? You know, we're called to seek first the kingdom of God, young men. And as a young man, I struggled much with that question. What does that mean? And sometimes I struggled with pulling the arm on that drill press or mopping that greasy floor in the shop. I just want to encourage you as young people, don't wait for that big opportunity. Don't wait for another day. Keep being faithful. Keep being faithful in the little tasks, in the little opportunities, even in that which is least, even in your pocketbook, in those choices that you make every day. Today, right now, right where I am, right where we are, in little things. My daily workplace. You know, there we are. And the Lord says here, he that is faithful in that which is least. And he doesn't say, he doesn't belittle that and say, run from that. He doesn't say, stop working. He doesn't say, stop earning. He says, he that is faithful in that which is least. That's wherever we are. Are we being faithful? I believe you are. My heart here is not to exhort, but just to encourage that you would not grow weary in the work of love, but that we would encourage as a body, as we could continue as a body to be faithful in the little things. We received an envelope from a different state here some time ago. And there was five hard-earned $10 bills in that envelope. And the young lady said, I was able to sell some products this summer. And I would like if you would use this towards a need. A family that has a need. And I don't know how many cucumbers you have to grow to earn $50, but there's some hoeing, there's some watering, there's some faithfulness that goes into growing $50 worth of cucumbers. The next week I received a call from a lady. It said, Señor Nicolás. Mr. Nicholas, I'm a new believer. I've come to know the Lord. I live in San Jose, 15 hours away from where we live. And I want to start homeschooling my children. My husband is not a believer. He doesn't support me. He says, I will have to do this on my own. Can you please tell me how much first grade books and third grade books would cost for my children? And I sent that quote to her. She called back and she said, Mr. Nicholas, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. I only have 300 bolivianos. And you said the bill is going to be 650 bolivianos. I'm lacking $50. What can I do? We were able to send those books to that lady. We were able to send those books. There were some cucumbers, some little cucumbers that somebody was faithful in. There's a pocketbook that somebody was faithful with. And there's some little girls that today have school books. Praise the Lord. We must become as a little child, the Lord says. That's a challenge for me. To be faithful in the little things, we also need to become as a little child, is it not so? We get that MZL newsletter and we read it as a family. And it says we need $1 million for Bibles. There's a need for Bibles in Venezuela. There's a need for Bibles in Cuba. And that looks staggering to me. That looks like a mountain. That looks like there's so little I can do. The next day, my 4-year-old son came. He said, "Daddy, I have one boliviano in my pocket. Do you think that would be enough to buy somebody a Bible?" He was faithful in that which is least. Do I have that faith as a little child to say, "God, I have one boliviano. That's all I have. I'll offer that to you. I want to invest that in the kingdom of heaven." We could talk about the importance of little disciplines. Luke chapter 19, verse 17. We have the parable of the talents, and we won't take time to read it. The Lord says to this servant, "Thou hast been faithful in a very little. Thou hast been faithful in a very little." We've been given kingdom talents. I've been given kingdom talents. We've been given the word of God. We've been given the power of prayer. And you know, the Christian life is a daily walk with Jesus, a daily embracing of the cross, a daily life of faithfulness in the kingdom of God, of denying myself and earthly lusts and laying up treasure in heaven. May we be found faithful. Sometimes I don't want to make it sound like the Christian disciplines are little, but sometimes we can so easily begin to neglect disciplines that look like a little thing when they add up to the big things. You know, I sat beside another lady on a plane here from Puerto Rico, and she looked sad, she looked weary. And I said to her, "Do you know the Lord Jesus?" And she said, "Well, that's something that you ask. My mother was a believer. I'm on my way home from burying my mother. My mother spent time every day with Jesus. And there was an hour every day when I could not call my mother because she was spending time with the Lord Jesus. And I saw when my mother died, she had peace. And I would want that peace." May that be the testimony that our children give when they bury us, of that faithfulness in the life of walking with Jesus. That's a challenge for me in the midst of the press, in the midst of the responsibilities. There is rest. There is rest in Jesus. And may our lives testify that He is the treasure, the pearl of great price, that I found it all in Him. My heart this morning is just to encourage the saints. I don't know if that can come across in a clear way. I'm so thankful for the life of this body and your teaching to us of the importance of that little faithfulness. And my heart is just to encourage us, wherever we live, to continue to not grow weary in the work of love. Another casserole for the neighbor lady. Another devotional. Another time of instruction with our children. Another message. The Bible says it's line upon line. Here a little and there a little. We have the story in Matthew chapter 15, verse 34. You know it well. We have these disciples coming to Jesus with with this question, verse 33 of Matthew 15, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And they answered Jesus at his question, how many loaves have you? They said, seven and a few little fishes. How many of us have felt, whence should we have so much bread in this wilderness? Our hearts cry out with that question sometimes in Bolivia. Whence should we have so much bread? A few little fishes. A few little fishes. The Lord has given us a few little fishes. Brother Alan, may God grant us that faith, that courage to continue to pour out our lives and offer those few little fishes. I don't know how many times we stand up here, we stand up to preach, and we say, all we have is a few little fishes. There's one more little thing that came to my heart this morning. This isn't a three-point message, it's supposed to be a devotional. But the scripture speaks of another little thing. It's hidden away there in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. It says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. Pequeña, little foxes. In Palestine, there's many vineyards, there's many grapes. But there's a little destructive creature. And it just rings in my heart as I read this verse, that our husbandman also seeks fruit. He seeks fruit from my life, from us as a body. And the instruction comes to us, take ye the little foxes. The little foxes. We were traveling up a mountain in Potosí the other day. We were approaching 12,000 feet and there was a vehicle pulled over on the side of the road. And we stopped to see what his need was. And the motor had overheated. It was evident he was not going to be able to continue his journey. And he said, there was a little hole in my radiator, but I thought I could make it. Just a little hole. Just a little hole. How big of a hole does it take to sink a ship? How big of a hole does it take for the tire to go flat? That was a challenge for me. How many times have I perhaps given myself that room, that space, to live with a little danger, a little worry, a little discouragement, a little bitterness, a little doubting? Take us the foxes, brethren. Let us take the foxes, those destructive, sly, sneaky foxes. Galatians 5 verse 9 says, a little leaven, a little bit of leaven in my life, a little bit of carelessness, a little bit of slacking off, a little bit of relaxing will take away the fruit from the vine. Let's close with Ephesians chapter 3. We're speaking of little things this morning. Don't know why exactly that phrase came to our heart, except for to bless the saints and encourage the saints in the importance of the little things in our lives. As we arrive to Ephesians chapter 3, and we won't take time to read the whole chapter, although we should, continuing our theme, we'll jump right into verse 8, where the apostle here, speaking of himself, uses another, well, I'm not sure what you call that in English, a diminutive, would that be the right word, but a word that's very small. And he says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? In Spanish it says, menos, less than the smallest, less than the más pequeño. That sounds like tiny. Tiny. And that blesses my heart. Less than the least. You know, we are as tiny ants and the magnificent. Kingdom business that God is about. And my prayer and heart is that may we daily find grace to see ourselves in that place of tininess and to see the greatness of what God is doing as He calls us to faithfulness in that which is least. And that which might seem very little. There is no such thing, really, in our lives as something that is little. The importance of little things. Let's finish the chapter to get the big picture. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He hath purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in earth, heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think according to His power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. What is my heart in sharing these things this morning? To bless the saints, to not grow weary in what might seem like a little strength in little things, but that we may be found carrying on faithfulness, in faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ and serving in His kingdom. You know, life and the call of the Lord is not that different whether we live in Bern or in Bolivia. Serving in Bolivia is not, can we use the word, more glamorous than serving here in Bern, Indiana. And serving in Bolivia does not release us from this principle of being faithful in that which is least. We are all tiny ants called to hand over all that we are and have to daily, right now, where I am. See each task by faith as an opportunity and responsibility to serve Him faithfully in the light of His greatness. My heart is also just to give testimony that your labor of love is not in vain. Thank you for your example to us of daily faithfulness. And also to exhort us to pray for and encourage one another daily as we see that day approaching. The enemy, the battle, is the same wherever we are. And we are and we must daily exhort one another to take the little foxes and to be found faithful in the little things of life. How many battles are in the war? How many bricks are in the great wall? How many bolts on the mighty train? I have to think of our lives in the same way. A beautiful, fruitful life is a culmination of daily faithfulness to the Lord Jesus and His Word. Daily faithfulness in the tasks and opportunities and responsibilities that He puts before us. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. God, our faithful God, by His great power, is doing something magnificent in every nation. And He invites us, it's staggering to me, and He invites us, as tiny as we are, to participate in that by love and faith, presenting all that we are and have faithfully to Him. And as we do that, He shows Himself powerful, and He sends forth light and truth. And His glorious virtues are published in every place. I don't have a lot more here. Just want to thank you, the congregation, for your example to us in faithfulness. May we not grow weary in the work of love. Love you all. Bless you.